With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Erica Jong's most recent novel, Any Woman's Blues, is about the struggle against addiction. The lead character is an artist who is both an alcoholic and a sexaholic, a woman obsessed by an inappropriate, irresponsible younger man. Erica Jong believes that sex, like a substance, is an anodyne that drives out the pain of life.
It's the same endorphin rush, whether you get it from eating chocolate, having an orgasm, drinking a glass of wine.
Which is why sex can become an addiction.
We live in a society that is so materialistic that people are told, take the next thing into your body. You know, whether it's the next boyfriend, the next drug, the next bar of chocolate, the next glass of wine, and you will feel better.
But Erica Jong says that one does not feel better because what people hunger for is something spiritual.
We are not physical beings going through spiritual experiences, but we are spiritual beings going through human experiences.
In Any Woman's Blues, Jong's heroine finds herself in Alcoholics Anonymous, a program with divine overtones.
There's nothing in these 12-step programs that is not in the teachings of Buddha or in the Sermon on the Mount.
Jong says that God can mean different things for different people.
For me, God has always been synonymous with the muse.
Not unusual for a writer. Erica Jong's novel of a woman trapped by obsession, Any Woman's Blues, is now a Harper paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Erica Jong's 1973 novel, Fear of Flying, shocked some readers for its blunt language and vivid sex. Henry Miller described it as the female Tropic of Cancer. Jong's most recent book, Any Woman's Blues, is no less blunt and vivid. In fact, there's a lengthy scene at a club where sadomasochism is practiced. During a 10-city tour, Erica Jong was asked a lot of questions about S&M.
If I say that I do S&M all the time, some will be disappointed and outraged, and if I say I don't, some will be disappointed and outraged. Let's just say that I've done a lot of research.
Fear of Flying was an enormous success, one which Erica Jong has yet to top.
That's the tragedy of fame in America. You're only as good as your last hit.
Jong calls that a sick view of creative work.
A book that sells 6 million copies in America and 4 million around the world, as Fear of Flying did, is not as likely today because of the realities of the business having changed. Nonetheless, the expectation on the part of my publishers is always that I will top the last book.
Jong says that sales alone do not measure the quality of a book.
If you believe the numbers tell you who you are, then you've got to believe that Danielle Steele is a better writer than James Joyce, because Ulysses was printed in a first edition of 750 copies. Now, Danielle Steele's latest book is printed in an edition of 1 million copies. Is she a better writer than James Joyce? I don't think so.
Erica Jong, her novel of addiction, Any Woman's Blues, is now a Harper paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.